We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
And I want to extend my appreciation for inviting me to be here. It's been a tremendous time for me. I sincerely, honestly love your worship. May I kindly ask you to be a lady tonight and just I honestly have been tremendously blessed by your worship. I was telling Mom Moyo that your worship is phenomenal. Thank you so much. I give honor to our mother, Mom Kandla, to all the women of God in the house. I'm going to read a passage of scripture, and then we will go in the word of God. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon me, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And you know, this verse kind of resonates with me with Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, when he begins to tell us that we must let our light shine in the world, in the home. And so Jerusalem is your home. Judea is your community. Samaria is as you extend further out, and then the uttermost part of the earth. Then Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8, chapter 5 verse 1 to 8 says, "Be ye followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no warmonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light, and in the light walk as children of light." Let us pray. Father, we are thankful to be in this position. We know we didn't get here because we are good and we are faithful. But we are here because of your grace and because of your mercy. And we are thankful, Lord, that you are moving us into your designed intention for us. And so we say yes to everything that you are asking us to do and to be. We say yes to everything that you are asking us to give up. We say yes to everything that you are asking us to end. We are not going to stand here and tell us, and tell you, Lord, what we want to be. But rather, we are going to come into alignment with what you have intended us to be. We give you glory and honor for your graciousness. We want to seize this moment. We are aggressive, Lord, in going after all that is available to us. We don't want to sit on the sidelines. We don't want to play games. Neither do we want to play church. We don't want to just merely exist. We want to go into the destiny that you called us to walk in. We want to live outside that box that is called normal. We want to see things that eyes have not seen, things that ear has not heard, things that no mind has perceived, the things that you have revealed by your Spirit, the things that you have reserved for those that love you. So we are willing to embark on the journey of the Spirit. We choose to come out of our complacency. We are tired of just doing the basics. We are tired of just doing enough. We want to live real biblical Christianity. We long and desire to be daughters of the Most High. So help us to make the necessary adjustments. We welcome your exhortation. We welcome your correction. We want to be a people that are built according to your plan. We want to be the church that is built according to your plan. We want families that are built according to your plan. So we succumb to your order, because you have shown us that glory follows order, and that when the pattern is right, the glory will fall. So we come to sit under the instruction of the King. Show us the King and teach us the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, you are the master teacher. Teach us. Speak to us as only you know how. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. For those that want a title, I have entitled this session, Reflectors Needed. When you read the Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, God said, let us make man after our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the birds of the air and over the fish of the sea. And that phrase, let them, intimates the truth that God delegated dominion and authority to man. He made man in charge on earth, and he gave man delegated authority. That's why in our theme text, Matthew chapter 5, God says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. So man was given delegated dominion on earth. Absolute dominion means that you are sovereign. Absolute dominion is exclusively God's. So as man, we were given shared dominion. So shared dominion, the mystery of it, is revealed in the mystery of the sun and of the moon. You see, the moon does not have light in itself. The price for the moon is to align itself to the sun, and then it reflects back to the earth. So our dominion is shared, because we have to come into alignment with God and then reflect his light on earth. When you study the sun, it doesn't turn the tide. It is the moon that turns the tide. It is not the source of the light that determines the depth of the water. Rather, it is the reflection of the light that determines the depth of the water. So the moon is significant in that it doesn't have the ability in itself to produce the light. But it is the job of the moon to reflect light in an hour when light cannot be seen. So the moon aligns itself with the sun so that it can be the reflection of the sun in an hour in which the earth is not properly aligned to the sun. So the moon sets itself between the earth and the sun in order to be the reflection of what the earth could not see had it not been for the alignment of the moon to the sun. So when the Lord says to the believer, turn the tide, what he means is, you and I have to be people who are reflectors. We have to take the position that the moon takes, where we are reflectors of the glory, the light, the salt, the splendor, the flavor that God is. So tonight I am here, just like Pastor last night, to recruit a people who will show up at the job and people will begin to see Jesus walk in the room. So tonight I'm here to ask you that you must desire to be more than just normal, but to desire to be a reflector. You see, God is the source of the light, but he is looking for people who are willing to pay the price so that they are lined up with the sun, not the sun as in the S-U-N, but the sun as in the S-O-N. So it is tragic that most believers don't want to be reflectors. They would rather be representatives. The difference between a reflector and a representative is that a representative is someone who used to stand in somebody's presence and now speaks for the person that they used to stand in the presence of. But you see, if you are going to be a reflector, the difference is that a reflector does not, the reflector continuously has to stand in alignment with the person that they reflect. As a representative, you can actually be out of fellowship with God, but you can still talk for God. You can actually not read your word, but you can still represent. As a representer, you don't have to stand in the presence of God every day. And this is the problem that we have. One day the Lord began to talk to me, and he said, the problem with the people in the body of Christ is that we have people today who are operating at the level of influence. They are not directly aligned to me. They are not in fellowship with me. They don't have a relationship with me. They used to be in my presence. They used to read the word. They used to pray occasionally, every once in a while, but they can still come and talk on my behalf. But today the world, the decadence that is in the world, desires a woman who knows how to live in the presence of God 24/7, 6/3/5 to 2/3/6. Well, whatever. But I want you to know that today God is calling a woman of the presence. God seeks to raise women who will be reflectors, women who know how to stand in direct alignment with God so that they can reflect God, reflect him at the job, reflect him in the home, reflect him in the community, reflect him in the earth. That is what is needed today. Talk to somebody and say, are you willing to be a reflector? You see, a reflector has to be in alignment with the sun always in order to reflect. If you are not in his face now, you cannot maintain reflection. Reflection is a product of your current state. You being reflector is a secondary consequence of where you are gazing at. The earth is not crying out for your favorite preacher, but the Bible says the earth is groaning. The earth is crying out for the manifestations of the true sons of God. And that word sons is the Greek word huois, H-U-O-I-S, which means the mature sons, those who have ascended to maturity, those who know how to handle business on behalf of the Father. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as have received him, to them gave he power to be called the sons of God. That word sons comes from the Greek word brepos, and it means a baby. It means a child. But when you come into the presence of God as a reflector, you are a mature son. You have known how to pay the price. You know how to reflect the image and the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you don't have to be smart in order to reflect. You don't have to be educated in order to reflect. You just have to be in the right position and relationship with our Lord Jesus. You have to be aligned to him. I've always wondered, and one day the Holy Spirit asked me a question. How could Peter's shadow heal people? You see, a shadow is a byproduct of reflection. The reason why his shadow did that was not because Peter had it going on, but it was because Peter was aligned with someone who had it going on. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, if he dwells in you, then he will quicken your mortal body. You see, you and I need to desire, ladies, to be reflectors of the sun, because if we must live differently as salt and light, we have to be directly positioned to the sun. You can become a reflector of the sun. You see, the moon is 24,000 miles from the sun, which speaks of a kingdom eldership, because the number for eldership is 24 and the number for kingdom is 10,000. And when you multiply the two, it gives you 240,000 miles, which is the distance of the earth, of the moon, from the sun. And so the moon moves at 12 revelations per annum, which bespeaks of the 12 months in a year. So that represents the 12 major principles of the kingdom, some of which is sonship. That means that every 30 days there must be a new level of maturity coming to you as a person, and that is how you continue to reflect. With each revelation that is released, there must be corresponding maturity. That means you and I must continue to grow every day. That means you and I must continue to ascend every month. The Bible also reflects and teaches us that the moon influences the behavior of fish. And this is associated with the reality that the Lord said we must have dominion over the birds of the air and over the fish of the sea. So we must exercise influence over the waters. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. It is us who determine the salvation of the lost. If you are a reflector, you can determine the salvation of the lost. The moon also influences the menstrual cycle of the women. In fact, in other languages, when a woman is going through her menstrual cycle, they say that she is on the moon. This denotes that the church influences the capacity for generational continuity. That's why yesterday Pastor was talking to you and I about the womb through which that delivers a person with the DNA of Samuel. It takes a reflector to birth a Samuel. It takes a reflector to determine generational continuity. We have to ensure that the generation after us will live. The sun does not control the tide. It is the moon that does. Therefore, if the watermark in the church is not where it needs to be, it is not because God is not pouring out his spirit, but it is because the recipients of God are not open. They are not moving themselves to be the conduit that God is looking for. I've already said, and in the afternoon, I alluded to the fact that God is the source of the light, but we as the church are the reflection of that light. As the intercessors, we are responsible for turning the tide. We should stare at the sun long enough until we reflect his light. Oftentimes in the world, we have experienced an eclipse. An eclipse is when the moon comes between the earth and the sun. And this is dangerous because it means that the Lord can now not minister. And the moon has stopped reflecting from the sun and it's doing its own thing. But the admonition tonight, ladies, is that we must be reflectors of that light until the sick get healed. We must be the reflectors of that light until the house is filled. We must be the reflectors of that light until the glory of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. We must reflect that light until every chain of bondage is broken. The Bible says creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the sons there, it's the mature sons. Jesus was a mature son who pleaded and desired to do the will of the Father, such that even in the face of the death on the cross, he was able to say, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done. And tonight the Lord is saying, are you willing and ready to be that woman who is so filled with God that you reflect him in your home, you reflect him in your job, you reflect him in your community? The primary assignment of the Spirit of the Living God is to make the believer like Christ, to restore man's image back to God. God is still making man, just like he said in Genesis 1 verse 26, let us make man after our image and after our likeness. God is still desiring a people after his image and after his likeness. But now he is making regenerate men to be like Christ through and by the agency of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given after the resurrection. Remember, Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away. Because if I don't go away, then the Holy Spirit will not come. But when the Spirit is come, he will lead you into all truth. The truth pertaining to your assignment. The truth pertaining to what you are going through. The truth pertaining to your destiny. That is the purpose of the person of the Holy Spirit. You see, the primary assignment of the Holy Spirit is to make the believer like Christ. to help conform you to the image and the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to produce a citizenry of people, kingdom citizenry, people who reflect his culture, people who reflect his nature, people who reflect his image, people who will be able to establish the kingdom of God in that territory. He came to help us to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, to produce a people that are distinct, unique, peculiar, separate, a kingdom citizenry. We are called out of a culture, called out of a way of life that is distinctly heathen, called to distinction, called to be separate, called to be unique, called to peculiarity. God wants you and I to be different. If we don't want to be different, then what we want is separate and different from what God wants. People should be able to tell us apart. Not because we shout, not because we holy roll, not because we say praise the Lord, but because we have a kingdom order of doing things. Because we are distinct, because we are unique. People should be able to say, yeah, these are the people of God. They are different. They speak different. They act different. Their marriages are working. Their businesses are working. They put in an honest hour at the office. Their children are different. They are kingdom minded. They pay their bills. They are a kingdom people. The word in the book of Matthew chapter 16, the Bible says, then Jesus came to the regions of Caesarea Philippi and he asked his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say that you are Obadiah, you are Zephaniah, you are any one of the prophets. You could be Nahum, you could be Zechariah. And then he said, who do you say that I am? And they say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to Peter, verily, verily, I say unto you, flesh and blood has not revealed that unto you, but by my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, my ecclesia. That's the word for church, which means called out company. We have been called out of a particular way of life. We have been called out of a particular way of doing things. We have been called out so that we can be and live a life that is totally distinct, separate from God. That's why 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, but you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a peculiar people called to show forth the praises of God. So there are different levels of our peculiarity. Peculiarity of dress, peculiarity of diet, because we have Holy Ghost affected appetite. We don't just eat anything. The Holy Ghost has changed our appetite. Pastor was talking last night about our appetite. The only way that your appetite can be different is if the Holy Ghost affects your appetite. You see, the Holy Ghost has 7 offices, and as the Spirit of holiness, his assignment is to teach us the fear of the Lord. His assignment is to change our appetites so that the things that we used to like, we no longer like. And the things that we never thought we could like, we can like. I was telling the ladies that picked me up that at one time when I was in Bible school in America, a friend of mine told me, stop drinking Coca-Cola like you're drinking Coca-Cola. And I say to them, you know what? It's difficult to stop drinking Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola is nice. And I got to the point where I was addicted to Coca-Cola. And I would drink up to 2 liters of Coca-Cola a day. I would wake up to pray, and I would have a half-frozen bottle of Coca-Cola in the freezer. And I would have a cup of coffee. And I would sip Coke, and I would sip Coca-Cola.
But one day, as the Lord was beginning to talk to me about how I must have Holy Ghost affected appetite, I was coming from a conference in South Africa, and I got home and I say to the people, how many bottles are in the refrigerator of my Coca-Cola? And they say two. And I said, I'm going to drink those. And after that, I'm not drinking Coca-Cola anymore. And everybody laughed because they could not figure out how I could come from being addicted to Coca-Cola to declaring that I will not drink Coke after those two bottles. Well, lo and behold, I drank those two bottles. But that night as I prayed, I said, Holy Ghost, I can't do it on my own. You're going to have to take over. You're going to have to change my appetite. I can't do it. Turn my desire for Coca-Cola. And I can tell you, it's 18 years now. I have not touched Coca-Cola. I can do it on my own. But there is a Holy Ghost. He changes your appetite. The things that we want you to do, the things that you must do as salt and light, you can't do it on your own. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit can change. He can turn your appetite. He can dig your desire. So you can't submit. Don't worry, baby. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. Ah, what helped me to overcome my anger? It took the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, I used to think that I was smarter, and with that, I was very opinionated. I had something to say about something all the time. I could not keep my mouth shut. I remember growing up, every now and again, my mother would whack me because I always had an opinion. I always had to answer back. It took the power of the Holy Ghost to shut me up. You see, the Holy Ghost can shut your body down by its demands. Somebody says, well, I'm single. How am I gonna manage my singlehood? It takes the power of the Holy Ghost. Tonight I want a woman who is filled by the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I'll remain in Jerusalem. Do not go until the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, He will make you witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost ends of the earth. Now, what does being a witness have to do with anything? The word witness is a legal term. You see, a witness provides evidence to that attests to a particular position or truth. It is a legal term. So what am I to witness? You are to witness that indeed redemption is a fact. You are to witness that indeed sin has no dominion over us. Ah, when I have come into the kingdom, I can't continue to live like how I lived before I came into the kingdom. The Holy Ghost helps me and brings me to a place where I can live victoriously as salt and light. And as I'm radiating my light, and as I'm flavoring the world, I am giving witness that Jesus paid the price. I'm giving witness that Jesus is the Messiah. I'm giving witness that the devil has no dominion. I'm giving witness that he cannot control my body anymore. I have to provide evidence. So it becomes, and it's tragic when we have believers who cannot provide evidence, or when we have believers who would rather provide the evidence that Satan is in control. God wants you to demonstrate peculiarity of conversation, of your lifestyle, of your way of life, distinct, unique, different, peculiarity of your relationships, parenting differently, relating with others differently as salt and light, peculiarity, doing business differently, because we have different bottom lines, you see. We should be the best citizens. I honestly, sincerely believe that Christians must be the best citizens on earth, because we don't live as to everything else that's going around us. But we march to the beating of the drum of one. We live for the glory of God alone. So tonight my prayer is that God must separate us, that God must distinguish us, that God must make us unique and separate. You see, I don't care what you think, but kingdom people should be distinct, unique, and different. We should be the best employers and the best employees, because we don't work for a paycheck. We work for the glory of God alone. If your job, if it's your job, you work according to your pay, then you are not working as a child of the kingdom. You must work so that God is honored. I remember many years ago when in Zimbabwe we started having electricity and water problems. It affected the water going into our geysers, and so we could not have water in the geyser, so we started heating water for ourselves. And I would wake up at night to pray, and then I would tell everyone I would boil water for everyone to bathe. And so sometimes I would run the water in the container. I did not care how long it ran, and sometimes the water spilled. I couldn't be bothered. But there was a day of reckoning when the Lord began to say, are you filling that container as unto the Lord, or are you filling it anyhow? Do you cook as for your family as unto the Lord, or do you cook anyhow? Everything that we do, we must do as unto the Lord, for the honor, for the glory, for the majesty of the King. That is how we are to live differently, as salt and light. That's what God expects out of his people. You see, we should be the best wives, because we don't submit because the man demands submission. We do it so that God is honored and God is glorified. We must be set apart. That's why God, through our Lord Jesus, told the disciples, do not leave Jerusalem. Remain there until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Because when he comes, he will transform and change you. The greatest need of today are women filled with the Spirit of God. You see, be filled with the Spirit means we must be controlled by the Spirit. The Bible says, but as many as are continuously led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Somebody told me that a broken clock tells the time correctly at least twice a day. So the key in Romans 8 verse 14 is not to be led by the Spirit, but to be continuously led by the Spirit. It is when we are led by the Spirit that the Holy Spirit begins to teach you. You see, he is a teacher. The Holy Spirit is a helper. There are some of us who cannot pray. Pastor yesterday said that 20-minute, 30-minute prayers ain't gonna do it now. We need to be able to stay up all night. Do you know that there are moments, there are days, there are months when I pray 6 hours every night, bathe and go to work. Somebody's thinking, oh, you don't have to go to work. No. And throughout this, that 8 hours I'm praying, I'm not asking him for anything. All I'm saying is more of you, more of your presence, more of your power, more of your light. I just want to stay in a place where I can reflect your light so that people don't see me, but they see you through me, so that you can love through me, you can serve through me, you can minister through me, you can touch your people through me. 6 hours. Just saying, Holy Spirit, take over. I cannot do it by myself. Holy Spirit, take over. I want people to see Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. See, that's what is needed. A people full of the Spirit. Women full of the Spirit. I always ask myself, in a country that is as decadent as this one, it's going to take people full of the Spirit. Read your history. It took people like Charles Finney, people like John and Charles Wesley, people like George Whitefield that began to move, and they would walk in stores and the presence of God would so saturate them that it would begin to affect the people that they were interacting with. They were not preaching the gospel, but they would go. History says Charles Finney would go into a city, but he would bring a presence that the prostitutes would say, I just don't feel like what I'm doing is right. You can carry such a presence that can begin to affect a community. You can carry a presence that can begin to affect your job. You can carry a presence that can affect your children. So help us, God. Help us, Spirit of the living God. You see, men and women who live in the third dimension, that is the greatest need today, where the Holy Spirit brings the extra, where we raise children in the third dimension, where we do business in the third dimension, where we make kingdom impact because we live in the third dimension, where we do business as marketplace apostles of the third dimension. Salvation begins with the name of Jesus on your lips, but it must end with his nature on your heart. The Bible says God causes all things to work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. What purpose? The purpose of making us look like Jesus. The victory is in having our hearts fully transformed to the image of Jesus. God is fully glorified in your life when you become like Christ, when you think like Christ. Do you know that when Jesus walked upon the face of the earth, he did not let his emotions get in the way? And that's why the Holy Spirit came, to help you to live in such a way that your emotions don't get in the way. The Holy Spirit came to make the human body a temple. not only a temple, but the temple of the Holy Spirit, a resource center, a reservoir of God's power, unlimited, uncomprehendable, uncontrollable, uncontainable power of God. The disciples received the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Paul says, if that Spirit lives in you, he will quicken your mortal body so that you are able to display the same power, such as the power that raised Jesus from the dead. And that power is greater than any other spirit, including the anti-spirit that is in the world. Paul says when we came to Christ, he did not give us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he gave us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Power to do what? To overcome the flesh. To shut your body down by its demands. Power to do what? To confound the enemies. So that regardless, do you know that when you got born again, you now have the force of love inside of you, the force of peace inside of you, and the force of joy. But why is it that we can get to a place where we are like Hannah, depressed, beat down, overcome? Why is it that we can't walk in love towards our brethren and the people in the world? Because you see, he has to pass through your soul to siphon the love that is in your spirit out. From the day you got born again, you're full of love. But when you see your relative coming, your spirit says, oh, I love them. But your soul says, did you forget what they did? Did you forget what they said? I ain't finna go down that road. And you need your soul to express the love. So all the time, the love is restricted out of your spirit by your soul. But through the Holy Spirit and through the power that he provides, you can actually begin to siphon the love, because now you have a saved mind. And you stop hindering and limiting what God and what your spirit wants to do. Power to support us in trials. What is the purpose of the trial? To trigger your sensual perception and get you into fear, which drives your behavior to do what is contrary to the word. Do you know why you do anything that doesn't glorify God? Because you are in bondage to fear. And fear says you better look, watch out for your own. You better look out for your own. You're just protecting what belongs to you. But when your mind is helped by the Holy Spirit, you realize that it is not your duty to do that. Because the Holy Spirit supports you so that you can walk in love in spite of. Power to enable us to do that which is lawful. My Bible reminds me of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were able to do that which is right in the sight of God in spite of the threats of the enemy. Even when they were cast in a furnace that was heated 7 times, they were not bothered by that threat. They were not bothered by the lion's den, because of the securing that happens when you have received
the Spirit power to create out of nothing, power to produce supernatural fruit, and power according to the word of God to be able to put to death the deeds of the body. See, there are certain things that we have a proclivity and a propensity to do. And we must grow up out of those things. And it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to raise you out of those things. God wants you and I to walk as children of light, to live our life in the Spirit, to speak in the Spirit, to minister in the Spirit, to serve in the Spirit, to walk and keep in step of the Spirit. The Bible says the flesh fights against the Spirit. And too many times the body of Christ is showing their flesh instead of showing what the Spirit of God can accomplish in and through us. When we are filled with God's Spirit, everything changes. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are able to do what you could not do before. And so there are things that we prayed about this afternoon. There are moments of weakness where we know we fail to do what we are supposed to do. Paul says, the thing that I know to do, I do not. But the thing that I know I shouldn't do, I find myself doing that. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? And then he says, thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if he dwells in you. So there is, God wants you and I to live as women filled with the Holy Spirit. Women saturated by the Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. In the face of false accusation. Full of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the man in the book of Acts, the people saw them and they accused them of being drunk in the Spirit. Stephen was facing persecution, but the Bible says because he was full of the Spirit, he was able to gaze into heaven and see the glory of God, and he could continue to live and siphon that which honors God. It's time for us to stand and to arise as a people saturated by the Spirit of God. Let us stand, ladies. We have to be a Spirit-empowered ecclesia. Let's stand. You see, the Bible says he is building his ecclesia. And with that ecclesia, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So God wants us to be a Spirit people who do everything out of the Spirit. The Spirit did not come so that we could stay seated. The Spirit did not come so that we can be complacent. The Spirit did not come down so that we can sing kumbaya.
The Spirit came down so that you and I can get up. He came down so that we can get up from natural existence to supernatural existence. He came so that we can move from I am okay to I am more than a conqueror. From surviving to thriving. From making excuses to making history. From saying bless me to saying make me a blessing. From saying answer my prayer to saying Lord make me the answer to someone's prayer. From being seated with anticipation to standing with revelation. The Holy Spirit came down, and the Bible said when he came down, Peter stood up and raised his voice, full of the Holy Spirit. Simply stated, Spirit-filled people do what others cannot do. The Holy Spirit is the governor. He teach us. He will teach us to understand that we are unique, that we can live differently, that we can do things differently. The Holy Spirit helps us to thrive in the midst of the pathetic. The Holy Spirit helps us to tolerate things we could not tolerate. The Holy Spirit. So I want you ladies tonight, I want you to understand that you have a great need of the Spirit of the living God to be able to pray like you should pray. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities when we know not what to pray for as we ought, because he helps us with groanings which cannot be uttered. There is a prayer life that you can't have when you don't have or when you are not full of the Holy Spirit. There is a life that you can't live when you are not saturated or filled with the Holy Spirit. Your cry, your prayer and your cry tonight must be, Lord, fill me. Lord, saturate me. Lord, envelop me. Lord, I want more of you. It must progress to being more than just a song, to being something that you and I desire. Cry out for more of God. Grab a hold of God, ladies. Grab a hold of the presence of the living God. Somebody must be able to say, God, don't leave me. God, I don't want to return the way that I came. The Bible says when Jesus returned from the wilderness after being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, the Bible says he returned in the power. You want to go back home, but you want to return in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Jesus went back to Nazareth, to the same city. Nazareth was a decadent city. Nazareth was known for its gangs. Nazareth was known for its prostitution. Nazareth was known for being lost. But what was the difference? Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to return to that marriage in the power of the Holy Ghost, to that same job, but I'm returning in the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time to go back to those same children, but I'm going in the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, grab a hold of him. Do you know that the Holy Spirit was never meant to be something that fills us once and for all, but every day of your life, the cry of your heart should be more of you, Holy Spirit, more of you. I cannot do this by myself. I cannot walk by myself. I cannot give glory to you by myself. Holy Spirit, take over. over. Spirit of the living God, take over. Oh, Rabababa Sikiatamakahaya. Ridendenderekelebokoha. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Saturate. Fill me. Envelop me. More of you. More of you. Burn every chaff. Burn every dross. Burn every flesh. Burn every self-centeredness. Burn every laziness. Burn. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Your power. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. My Bible says that they were in the upper room, all in one accord. The Bible says they appeared unto them, cloven tongues as of fire, and the Holy Ghost set upon each one of them. And tonight it's time to say, Holy Ghost, sit upon me. Holy Ghost, sit upon me. When flesh rises, sit upon me. When self-centeredness rises, sit upon me. Holy Ghost, sit upon my prayer life. Holy Ghost, aid my parenting. Holy Ghost, help my prayer. Holy Ghost, help me as a mother. Holy Ghost, help me as a wife. Holy Ghost, oh rabababaha, ribababa sandere lebokoha. That's why Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, whereas is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Holy Ghost. More of you. Labrosondolobo rikalibaraye. Ribababa sandere lebokoha. Labrosondolobo rikalibarate. Rabababaha. Ndandaya kamahaya. Jesus can be as big in you as you want him to be. The Spirit can fill and saturate you as much as you want to be filled by the Spirit. Refuse to be an ordinary woman. Refuse to be a fleshy woman. Refuse. But say, I want to be supernatural because I'm aided by a supernatural God. I want to love my husband supernaturally. I want to raise my children by the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Lebresendele borika libaraya. Oh rabababaha. Don't go home the way that you came. Don't go back to your city the way that you came. If Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, you need to return in the power of the Spirit. Oh, so that the things that would not move will begin to move. The things that would not yield will yield. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, help me, God. So help me, God. So help me, God. So help me, God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, burn the chaff, burn the dross, burn the selfishness, burn, burn, Holy Ghost, burn. Orabaka Sande, Ribababasaya, Rindendere Leboha, Labrosondo Loborica Libaraye, Rindondoro Lobokohaya, Gazakuya Namanjaya, Munzokuya Tamakauza, Rangandendengenjeke Yete Teba, Gabaya Kasande, Ribaka Sande Lebokohaya, Ribababaha, 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 Kaya Matsakanande, Kaya Matsakanande. Nandi. I want to be, oh Rabakasaya, in the Hana dimension. Le presendende regards okuya tama kazaya gabau sakumanganzanze redemo shitete kuyabaka usandende randondo ndomaha ayabaka sata ayabaka sandende relevo koha. Take it out, pull it out. Oh Rabakasai, Riba Babaha, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be used, oh God, is to be holy, is to be pure. Rabakasai, as you purify gold, purify me, remove every dross, remove every impurity. Gastana manja. Ganza ya kamaha, rabababaha, pray, lobro soto loborika, rindendendegehi, gayoso kutamadza, rabondandamanza, kaya nanjea tamaha. I want to be different, I want to be unique, I want to be separate, I want to reflect your likeness. Let people see Jesus in me. Yes, Rabalika randelele boha. Lambro soto lokota tete ke yeke tete. Kaka rakausa kuna manza. Rendendendelele boha. Make me different. Help me to be unique. Fashion me unique, separate, for the glory of your name, for the honor of your name, for the worship of your name, for the praise of your name. Saturate me, fill me, God, fill me. Remove every carnality, remove every flesh, remove every carnality, remove it, God, remove it, God. Oh, I present every weakness on your altar, God. Burn, burn, burn it, God. I don't want it. I want to be like you. I don't want it. I want people to see you. I want my husband to see you. I want my children to see you. I want my neighbors to see you. Lakarikalama rendelibakaha. Godza kuta monja munganzenze keteke yebeke rigautsa kuna mandende rababa bababa ayakata tata mukautsa kanja ndende rikaula barinda laborika linda. Grab a hold of the Holy Ghost. Refuse to return the same way. Press on some more. Press on some more. More of you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Labro sondolo borika. Libarinde liboraha. Kaya matzakanga njanjenje. Garia kautza katatamunga. Nzababa bababaha. Gara kauta kalamashe. Dende ya kausa kunamanda. Lebarika limaraya. A stronghold must break tonight. A stronghold must break tonight. A stronghold must break tonight. Lebrosende jakaya na manzanza ribautsa kata gajaya kamaha rababa bababaha rababa bababaha rababa bababaha lebrosende njiki ya manza goria makautsa kuna mande rababa bababaha ye rebeli karima lande lebrosanda lebrose. Catapult me into the Hana dimension. Catapult me into the Hana dimension. Leborika limaraya. Leborika lamaraya. La brosonde. Rabozi kiata mutzaka kamanda. Rise in the spirit. Rise in the spirit. Rise far above all principality, power and dominion. Rise, 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 rise. Costa na monjiki ata mozaka kaka reboninda ribakaha reboninda ribakaha mutoko koko rikande jakuya na manzaya mutzaba baba baha mutzaba baba baha rendo ndende rikaulaba rikiti ya manze shebene ndenderelebo urebere kulia marande. Denderelebo, rikilia man, denderelebo, koutsukuyana, denderelebo. Labrosondolo, borika, limarande, libaraye. Zokuya naman denderelebo. Labro sondo lobori kalibarande libarande libara yerimanande derelebo. Urevere kulia baurende. Urevere kulia baurikniande. Munandaraba kautsu manandaraba kautsa kanandarabaka. Zokuya naman denderelebo. Rababa baba shanderelebo. Labro sondo lobori kalibarande libarande libaraye. This is conference. We can't return the way that we came. Something has to break today. Something has to turn today. Oh, gostaye de regosa kuna manzaka tatari kauchanje. Oh, sababa baba baha. Bari akatamarandelebo. Rababa baba sandelele. Urevere kulia baurende. Urevere kulia baurikiniande. Munandaraba kautsu manandaraba kautsan denderelebo kautsu kuyanandaraba kautsu mananden denderelebo shika tataralaba kautsan denderelebo labro sondolobori kalibarai rindandandaralabo kautsa kukumanganza nzeredebo rindolabo kausha kanandaralabo teterelebo kautsi kianda. Do not be drunk with wine whereas is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Be controlled by the Spirit of the living God. Trista labo kusa dende kodzoku tamakauza kukumanganza. Eh sheberi kalimianda sondro labo kauza kunamandende ringandandara labo kautsika nanderelebo. Urevere kulia baurende. Urevere kulia baurikiniande. Denderelebo kousuku ya mnanderelebo koutsuku nundurulubu kutsumanande. Yendenderelebo kousandenderelebo. Labro sondo lobo rikalimarande. Labro sondo lobo rikalimarande. Labro sondo lobori kalibarande libarande 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 libarande. Urevere kulia baurande. Urevere kulia baurikiniande. Unondoroba koutsumanande nderelebo koutsumanandaraba koutsa kanandaralabo. Spirit of the living God. Take over, Spirit of the living God. Yaba baba basande nderelebo koutsa manandara la 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 rimananderelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelele
Tatarabaka usan denderelevoku, tumanan denderelevoku, tumanan denderelevoku, tumanan denderelevo. Unavaka usan darelevoku, shumanan denderelevo. Murian denderelevo. Murian denderelevo. Labrosondo lobori calibarande, libarande, 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 libarande. Uragozoku na mandandara waka ushukana ndenderelebo Uriande ndenderelebo koutuku na mandandarelebo Kutumana ndenderelebo kutumana ndende Unavaka utsa manandandarelebo Rindondondorolo wa ushuku ya manga utsa kuna mandende Diki ya maka usa kanandandarelebo Urevere kuli ya baurande Urevere kuli ya baurikini ande Lambroso tolobori kalimarande libaraka limarande libarande 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 Urevere kuli aba urende Urevere kuli aba urikiniande Lambroso tolobori kalibarande libarande libaraye Spirit of the living God Spirit of the living God We need you Holy Ghost We need you, Holy Ghost. 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 We need you, Spirit of the Living God. Labrosondo lobori kalimarande lelele. Rindondoro lobako usuku ya mangautsa kanandelele. Labrosondo lobori kalibarande libarande denderileo. Uroko zoku ya na mandende Receive the Spirit of the Living God. Receive the Spirit of the Living God. Receive the Spirit of the Living God.
What the Bible says. The Bible says everyone who is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Do you know that for every challenge that we meet, God has already designed, determined, predestined that we overcome. That's the position. But you know why sometimes we maintain perpetual cycles of defeat? Because we will not press in. Because we will not grab a hold of God until we have the victory. Now you know what God wants you to do? When your children are acting up, he wants you, mama, to shut the door and press in and summon the presence of God until that child is changed, until circumstances are changed. Whenever we find ourselves in a Hannah moment, God wants you to get into the Hannah dimension by the Holy Ghost. You have a helper. Hannah didn't have a helper, but you have a helper. There is no reason why we should go down in defeat for one single second. We have a helper. When you're having challenges, whether it is at work, it's time to get into the moment. Grab a hold of God.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon. Thank you.